Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive today. We're gonna be diving into business plans.
All right.
And you might be thinking, oh gosh, another business topic, how dry.
Right.
But trust me on this one. These sources are really interesting. They actually reveal that business plans can be a lot more than just spreadsheets and, all those projections that you hear about. It's
Yeah.
really interesting stuff.
Yeah, they're really interesting. These articles we're looking at both emphasize that a solid business plan can be really invaluable for any entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's almost like a pilot wouldn't take off without a flight plan. You know what I mean? You
Exactly.
really kind of need that roadmap to navigate the complexities of starting and running a business.
Yeah, and it's not even just about keeping you on track, you
Yeah.
know? A well-crafted plan can really help you identify any weaknesses in your business before they become big problems.
Oh, absolutely.
And it helps you adapt to the market, which is always changing.
Yeah, that's so true. I've talked to a lot of entrepreneurs who have said that just the process of like writing the plan, even if they never showed it to an investor, helped them really solidify their idea
Oh yeah.
and figure out what they were doing.
Absolutely. And on top of that, there's also the communication aspect, you know, whether you're pitching your ideas to investors or trying to rally a team around this idea, a clear and well-structured plan is really crucial for getting everyone on the same page.
Yeah, it helps get that buy-in for
Oh
sure.
yeah.
Speaking of communication, one of these sources had this crazy statistic. Are you ready for this? Over half of bankers review 50 or more business plans every single month.
Wow. Okay.
Can you imagine being on the receiving end of that?
That's a lot of plans.
It's a lot of plans.
Yeah.
So you really got to stand out from that crowd.
Yeah. That really emphasizes the point that you have to stand out, you know? You gotta have something special.
Yeah, you got to have that wow factor.
Yeah.
And this is where, like, I guess you could call them the soft skills come in.
Okay.
It's not just about the numbers. It's about telling a compelling story and showing that you have a really passionate team.
Yeah. And what's so fascinating is that, you know, a compelling narrative can actually outweigh even the most carefully put together financial projections.
Really?
I once saw this entrepreneur get funding despite the fact that their financial projections were kind of shaky just because they were so passionate about their project and they had a really strong team.
Wow, that's a perfect example of how that human element can really make all the difference.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it sounds like we need to cover kind of both sides of this,
Yeah.
the hard numbers and then those soft skills too.
Absolutely.
So why don't we walk through some of the essential components of a standout business plan?
Okay, let's do it.
So both sources talk about the title page and the executive summary.
Right.
And it seems like a no-brainer, right? But what is it that makes those elements really stand out?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people underestimate the importance of a good first impression.
Oh, that.
Your title page needs to be super clean, professional, and it's got to grab their attention.
Right.
And the executive summary, think of that as your elevator pitch. It has to be clear, concise, and it needs to hook a busy investor in like seconds.
You got to get to the
You
point.
don't want to bury the lead.
Don't bury the lead exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we've got our awesome title page. Our executive summary is killer. What comes next?
All right, so next up is the mission statement.
Okay.
And this is more than just a catchy tagline. This is like your guiding star.
Okay.
This is what articulates your core purpose and values as a company.
Your North Star.
Exactly.
I like that.
And one of the forces had this really great example from Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
Their mission statement wasn't just about making tasty ice cream,
Right.
it was about their commitment to social responsibility, and it showed their values.
So they're really putting it all out there.
Exactly. And that's the power of a well-defined mission statement. It tells the world what you stand for and why your company exists, and that resonates with customers and investors.
Yeah, and it all ties back to that passion we were talking about.
Yeah.
A strong mission statement. You can feel that
It
passion.
shines through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got the captivating title page, the concise executive summary, the compelling mission statement. What's next?
All right, so now we're going to dive into the market analysis.
Okay.
This is where you really demonstrate a deep understanding of who your target customer is and prove that there's a real demand for your product or service.
So you're proving that people actually want what you're selling.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay.
You got to know your customer.
So knowing your customer inside and out, that's crucial. One source mentioned that it's not just about demographics, but
Right.
also psychographic.
Yes.
What does that even mean?
So think about it this way. You know, you've got your demographics like age, income, level,
Right.
but then you layer on the psychographics, which are things like their values, their lifestyle, what motivates them.
Okay.
And that takes you from this kind of blurry picture to a crystal clear image of your ideal customer.
So it's like going from standard definition to high definition.
Exactly.
You get a much clearer picture.
And what's equally important is understanding your competition.
Okay.
So who else is out there trying to get the attention of your target customer? What are their strengths and weaknesses?
You got to know who you're up against.
You got to know who you're up against.
All right. So it's like you're sizing up the playing field before you even get on.
Exactly.
Okay. I like it.
So once you've got a good understanding of the market and the competition, you need to lay out your marketing and sales strategy.
Right. How are you actually going to reach these people?
Yeah. How are you going to reach them? What are you going to say? How are you going to turn interest into actual sales?
So how do you actually get people to buy?
Exactly. One source had some really specific advice here. I was surprised.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
They talked about everything from networking and online marketing to even old school flyers and even how to deal with unhappy customers.
Wow. They really went there?
It's about showing that you're practical.
Yeah.
You've thought about the day-to-day realities of running a business.
Okay. So it's not all about the big picture.
It's not just dreaming big. You got to be able to handle the details.
Okay, so you got to get down into the weeds a little bit.
Yeah, you got to get your hands dirty.
All right, I like it. So we're getting to the part that always makes me a little nervous, the financial projections.
Okay.
It can feel kind of intimidating, right?
Yeah, I get it. A lot of entrepreneurs find this part really daunting.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be.
Okay, good.
One of the things both these sources emphasize is that it's okay to get help with the financials. You don't have to be a math whiz to create a solid business plan.
Okay, that is reassuring because numbers are not my forte.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way.
But do you have any tips to make it less intimidating?
Yeah, absolutely. Instead of getting lost in these massive spreadsheets, just focus on your cash flow.
Cash flow? Okay, break that down for me.
So think of it like this. A business can actually be profitable on paper, but still run out of cash. Profit's important, but cash flow is what keeps the lights on. Pays your employees, and ultimately determines if your business survives or not.
It's like the lifeblood of the business.
Exactly.
So you could have all these great sales, but if you're not managing the money coming in and out correctly,
it could all fall apart.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why understanding cash flow is so crucial. You could have a ton of sales be profitable on paper, but still go bankrupt if you don't manage your cash flow.
That's scary.
Yeah, and when you're mapping out your expected income and expenses, you got to be realistic.
Okay.
And one of the sources had some great advice on how to identify those hidden costs that can sneak up on you.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Give me an example.
Things like permitting fees, insurance. Those are easy to overlook.
Those little things add up.
They really do.
Wow.
And speaking of potential pitfalls, both sources dedicated a good amount of time to common mistakes that people make when they're writing their business plans.
Like what?
Things like unrealistic assumptions, skipping crucial steps. It's like a minefield out there.
Yeah, it can feel overwhelming.
It can.
I love the analogy one source used about building a house.
Oh, yeah.
They said it's like trying to build a house, but you're starting with the roof.
That's such a good one.
Instead of the foundation.
It illustrates how important that solid foundation is.
Yeah, you can't get ahead of yourself.
You can't just jump to the exciting parts.
Yeah.
You got to lay the groundwork.
You got to have that strong foundation. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about having a strong vision, understanding the market, the nitty-gritty financials. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners who are ready to tackle their own business plans?
Just remember, a business plan is a living, breathing document. You know, it's meant to be revisited, revised, adapted as you learn and grow.
So don't be afraid to make changes.
Don't be afraid to make changes, to pivot, to embrace the unexpected. The business world is constantly changing, so your plan should change right along with it.
That is such an important point. It's not about creating this perfect document that never changes.
Right.
It's about having a roadmap that guides you through the ups and downs of the business world.
Exactly.
So we see how a well-crafted plan can be like a blueprint for success. But the real magic happens when you bring your unique vision and you adapt to the market. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to the sources that we talked about today and some other resources on business planning. Until next time, keep those entrepreneurial spirits high and those business plans evolving.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't realize that a business can be profitable, you know, making money on paper.
Right.
But still run out of cash.
Oh, wow.
Profit is important, of course, but cash flow is what keeps the lights on.
Yeah.
It pays your employees. It ultimately determines whether your business is going to make it or not.
Wow. So it's really the lifeblood of the business.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when you're mapping out your income and expenses, you got to be realistic.
Okay.
And one of the sources we looked at had some great tips on identifying hidden costs that can really sneak up on you.
Yeah, like what kind of hidden costs are we talking about?
Things like permitting fees, you know, if you need a permit for your business.
Right.
Insurance costs, those are easy to overlook.
Those little things add up.
They really do.
Okay. So it's not just as simple as, we're going to make this much, you're going to spend this much.
It's not that simple.
There's more to it.
There's a lot more to it. And speaking of things that can trip you up,
Yeah.
both of these sources talked about common business plan mistakes.
Okay. What are some of the big ones?
Unrealistic assumptions are a big one.
Okay.
Skipping crucial steps.
Right.
It's easy to get ahead of yourself. It's a
Yeah.
minefield out there.
Oh, for sure. I love the analogy that one source used about like building a house.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
They said it's like trying to build a house, but you're starting with the roof
Oh, that's so true.
instead of the foundation.
It's so important to have that solid foundation.
Yeah. You can't get ahead of yourself. You can't jump to the exciting
No. You
stuff.
got to lay the groundwork first.
You got to have that strong base.
Exactly.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about having a strong vision, understanding your market, and of course, the nitty-gritty financials.
Right.
Do you have any last words of wisdom for our listeners who are ready to, buckle down and actually write their business plans?
Yeah, I would say just remember that a business plan is not set in stone.
Okay.
It's a living, breathing document.
Okay.
It's meant to be revisited, revised, adapted as you learn and grow.
So don't be afraid to make changes.
Don't be afraid to make changes, to pivot, to embrace the unexpected, because the business
It's
world
always changing.
it's always
Yeah.
changing.
Yeah.
So your plan should change right along with it.
That is such a good point.
Yeah.
It's not about creating this perfect document that never changes.
Right.
It's about having a roadmap that can guide you through all of the, challenges and changes that come with running a business.
Exactly.
We've seen how a well-crafted plan can be like a blueprint for success, but the real magic comes from, your unique vision and your ability to adapt to the market.
I completely agree.
Make sure to check out our show notes for links to the sources that we discussed and some other helpful resources on business planning.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep those entrepreneurial spirits high and those business plans evolving.
I love it.
Okay, that is reassuring because numbers are not my forte.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way.
But do you have any tips to make it less intimidating?
Yeah, absolutely. Instead of getting lost in these massive spreadsheets, just focus on your cash flow.
Cash flow. Okay,
Yeah.
break that down for me.
So think of it like this. A business can actually be profitable on paper, but still run out of cash.
Really?
Profit's important, but cash flow is what keeps the lights on, pays your employees, and ultimately determines if your business survives or not.
It's like the lifeblood of the business.
Exactly.
So you could have all these great sales, but if you're not managing the money coming in and out correctly,
It could all fall apart.
yeah, you're in trouble.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why understanding cash flow is so crucial. You can have a ton of sales be profitable on paper, but still go bankrupt if you don't manage your cash flow.
Scary.
Yeah. And when you're mapping out your expected income and expenses, you got to be realistic. And one of the sources we looked at had some great tips on identifying hidden costs that can really sneak up on you.
Oh, yeah, like what? Give me an example.
Things like permitting fees, you know, if you miss a permit for your business,
Right.
insurance costs, those are easy to overlook.
Those little things add up.
They really do.
Wow, good.
And speaking of potential pitfalls, both sources dedicated a good amount of time to common business plan mistakes.
Like what?
Unrealistic assumptions are a big one. Skipping crucial steps.
Right.
It's easy to get ahead of yourself. It's a
Yeah.
minefield out there.
Oh, for sure. I love the analogy that one source used about like building a house.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
They said it's like trying to build a house, but you're starting with the roof
Oh, that's so true.
instead of the foundation.
It's so important to have that solid foundation.
Yeah, you can't get ahead of yourself. You can't jump to the exciting stuff.
You got to lay the groundwork first.
You got to have that strong base.
Exactly.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about having a strong vision, understanding your market, and of course, the nitty-gritty financials.
Right.
Do you have any last words of wisdom for our listeners who are ready to, buckle down and actually write their business plans?
Yeah, I would say just remember that a business plan is not set in stone.
Okay.
It's a living, breathing document.
Okay.
It's meant to be revisited, revised, adapted as you learn and grow.
So don't be afraid to make changes.
Don't be afraid to make changes, to pivot, to embrace the unexpected, because the business world...
It's always changing.
It's always changing. Yeah. So your plan should change right along with it.
That is such a good point. It's not about creating this perfect document that never changes.
Right.
It's about having a roadmap that can guide you through all of the, you know, challenges and changes that come with running a business.
Exactly.
We've seen how a well-crafted plan can be like a blueprint for success, but the real magic comes from, you know, your unique vision and your ability to adapt to the market.
I completely agree.
Make sure to check out our show notes for links to the sources that we discussed and some other helpful resources on business planning.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep those entrepreneurial spirits high and those business plans evolving.
I love